Circles for Safe Streets is a program for New Yorkers who've lost loved ones to car crashes or have themselves been injured in crashes. Hillary Packer is the Associate Director for Restorative Practices at the Center for Court Innovation. She joins us. Hillary, I don't have to tell you how frustrating it is just crossing the street nowadays, not just reckless driving. There's the mopeds, scooters, e-bikes, ignoring every traffic law with impunity. Tell us about how Circles for Safe Streets works.
So Circles for Safe Streets is a program that was designed in partnership with Families for Safe Streets, which is a membership organization made up of people who have been directly impacted by traffic violence. And we designed a program along with them, a restorative justice response that is offered to people as a pathway out of the criminal legal system. It's a diversion program. So the way it effectively works is that in the event that there's a car crash, and I should mention that many car crashes that result in serious injury or a fatality even are not, do not go through our criminal system. But for the ones that do, they are considered by the Brooklyn District Attorney's Office to be diverted through a restorative justice process. And the way that we proceed once we receive a referral from the DA's office is to reach out to all people who've been impacted. And we start with the driver. And the thing that we're really talking about is we want to hear from you what happened, what was your side of the story, how are you feeling about it, and are you interested in meeting with the people that you've harmed?
That's really fascinating to me. Yeah, when you get people who have pleaded guilty to hitting people with their car in a room with victims, what's the feedback been like from them about the program?
I would say, and I just want to be clear that we're not just putting drivers, like a driver and a victim, in a room together independently. We really are trying to bring in as many people who are impacted as possible, as well as the loved ones of the people who are impacted. And so the response that we've gotten from all participants thus far in the 11 cases that we've completed is that, and remember that this is the lowest point for almost everybody. Apologies for that noise. This is the lowest point for most folks. And what each person has said is that they would recommend this process to somebody else in their shoes.
Yeah, it sounds like it's very emotional. What is it like when they're all in a room together?
So we provide a structure to the conversation, and we also provide a great deal of preparation. I think screening is actually probably the bulk of what we do, because we're really, it's our first intention not to cause any further harm to anybody who's been involved in these crashes. So our screening process, where we meet with each person individually, is to determine if this process is going to be useful. Is the victim's or the harm party's expectations and goals for the process, are they going to be able to be met by the driver? And if we feel like that is likely to happen, then we bring folks together. But there's a lot that happens before we get into the conversation of the crash itself. And we sort of spend a lot of time creating guidelines together and talk about the way that we're going to have the conversation. And then, of course, yes, it's extremely emotional. And I think it's also, it's quite moving. And people are really impacted because they're really listening to each other. And we really don't have a great practice of that in general, I would say. And people are deeply listening to each other. People are free to express a range of emotions. And we try to create a structure and a container that can hold that for everyone.
Yeah, it sounds like it could be psychologically beneficial, like in a very unique way. Like, how do you move on after an event like this? And it's getting noticed. Do you think Circles for Safe Streets could be a concept that expands throughout New York State and beyond?
I think, unfortunately, given the statistics of injuries and fatalities, In New York State alone, there were 1,000 fatalities and almost 150,000 injuries in 2022. In terms of, my hope is that the demand for something like this decreases. My hope is that, we start looking more towards street design and infrastructure. But in the sense that, should we be providing more opportunities for people in the wake of harm to talk with one another? I certainly think it's beneficial to those who want it. And I will say, not everybody wants it, and not, we have no expectation or judgment on anybody who doesn't want to meet with the person who harmed them. But we do think it should be much more widely available and an option for people who do.
Hillary Packer, Circles for Safe Streets. I could talk to you for much longer about road diets and McGinnis Boulevard in Brooklyn, but I got to get to traffic and weather. Thanks for joining us. So this is very interesting.
Thanks so much.